Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Number five, we learnt about the time Dits really put his foot in it.
You know, when you rubbed the girl's belly and said, oh, when are you due?
Oh, yeah, that was at the Fleetwood Mac concert.
And she wasn't due.
And she wasn't.
The only thing she was due for is another feed.
Due to go on a diet. Probably should have rubbed her stomach as well, as I said it, really.
Oh, is it kicking yet?
Yeah.
Brenton had a great foot-in-mouth story too.
I was once doing a termite inspection. I've just found active termites. The woman was standing behind me and said, is that going to be a problem? And I said, only if you've got a wooden leg. And I turned around and she had a prosthetic leg.
Or did you check her leg or not?
No, I didn't actually.
Oh, poor lady might have had termites.
Putting your wooden foot in it.
Number four, we learned how Italians cooked carp back in the day.
They extended the flavour to garlic and onion and made little carp patties.
Carp patties? Under the armpit?
No, you know what Italians do. They just smother it with garlic and it tastes beautiful.
But I thought Grandpa always gave it a bit of extra flavour by squashing it under the armpit. Is that just a myth, is it?
No, that's a Port Adelaide thing. We can cook, mate. I don't know what you guys got up. What the hell are you talking about?
That's how we made them.
Armpits?
Yeah.
You remind me not to go to Ditz's place for dinner.
Number three. Ruined Ditz are doing a Get Fit campaign, and we learnt Mick Malloy is not convinced.
Now can Ditz do a workout with a glass of red in one hand? Would he take it out for his workout? He used to play squash with a glass of red in one hand.
That's my kind of workout.
He is hopeless. He's past his little pot belly. He used to be one of the great athletes. And to see him now, it's sad.
Don't say that anymore.
I take Ditz on at squash right now. Wish you go.
Ditz was quick to return serve.
Hey, anytime. Anytime.
With a glass of red in your hand and Mick can have a Carlton draft in the other. That would be a game of squash that I would like to watch.
And then we received this message too.
Hey, Big Red Cat, this is Jahangir Khan. I look forward to this sorry excuse for a squash match very much. I will play the winner. Then I will beat you.
Number two. Last week, Ruined Dits gave out financial advice.
Don't take financial advice from Ruined Dits at Triple M because we actually do not know.
And we learnt they haven't learnt about giving out bad financial advice.
They're saying trees are very valuable. Like, they're putting a very large value on big, leafy, green trees.
So if I whack a big tree in my front yard,
your house goes up in value.
Are any in particular types that we should be getting?
Well, I haven't got that far into the story, did, so I just gave you the lead. Like everything we say here at Triple M, go get an expert just to qualify.
Go and hug a tree today. Go and buy a tree, put it in your front yard and whammo.
Here's the appropriate sound effect for that little segment. Number one. The boys were talking about embarrassing moments.
Where have you been caught on the dunny? Or something's happened to you? Someone's walked in on you. Please give us a call. I love these stories.
And Sam from Aldinga was busting to tell us his story.
Yeah, I was on the way back from the Easter camping trip on the Yorks.
Yeah.
Coming back into Port Wakefield. You know, every man and his dogs out there.
Yep.
Couldn't hold on. Pulled a car over the side of the road. Started to go behind the car, blocking me from all traffic.
Yeah.
And forgot to put the handbrake on the car.
Oh, no.
Which, when it starts rolling away, the best I could do is shuffle after it to where I'm going.
Oh, no. Where did it end up?
I was only about 5 metres down, but that was enough for a few families. And...
Look, Mum, it's Mr. Whippy.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined Dits for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.